It's Scott Simmons here, Radio Real Estate Show, and I've got the contractor, Rob Honey, here. How are you today, Rob?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
So you've been called in to look at this house on top of the home inspection just to get an extra set of eyes on it, and you've worked on log homes before, so this is a particular type of home. So what did you find in your inspection of the house?
Well, I found that it's got a really good foundation. The concrete seems to be in good shape for being over 40 years old. Some of the access, crawl space access, seems to have shifted a bit in the concrete. The sunroom needs a lot of attention, as the boards are 30 years old and they're totally sun-beaten and deteriorated, and the water can go right through. Also, the way the structure it's built, the support posts seem to be outside the wall, which is a bit concerning because he's got metal flashing trying to keep the water out, and it should be the other way. The support should be inside the wall, not with the siding over it. So that's the biggest part. The crawl space has been insulated on the main house and with close cell styrofoam, and on the inside. And on the inside, under the crawl space on the sunroom, which is an addition, more of a post-beam and framed addition, it's got stucco wire holding up insulation that the rats have completely torn out. And that should be replaced with a closed-cell insulation as well.
The rats just love that fiberglass pick.
And also the pipe insulation that goes around your copper pipes, they like to chew that up too. So you got pipe insulation that has copper wire, the heat tape underneath it, fiberglass insulation, and the rubber.
Someone should tell the rats that that's probably not good for them.
They just seem to chew it up and nest with it. I don't know if they eat it, but I found 3 or 4 dead ones down there, so obviously the poison's working. I highly recommend the electric rat traps myself because they work really well, and you don't have to touch them, and they don't rot, and the pets can't fit.
Exactly.
Other than that, though, for a 1970-built log house, I have lived in a couple, and I've done renovation work on two. It's in surprisingly, it's in good nick, you know. And
now, what would be different between a log home and a regular frame home? Just that the fact that it's built out of logs, but they shrink over time, don't they? Isn't that a big problem?
They do shrink, and that's why you have to rechink them every few years. You know, this one here needs to have, you can't see daylight through them, but if nobody had rechinked it since it's been done, you would. And it depends on how dry the logs are, how seasoned the wood is when you put it together. You see on this oceanside corner, the dovetail and the joinery looks pretty tight. In some places, you can shove your fingers in because that log happened to shrink more than the other one. So it's just a matter of keeping the chinking and the fillers between the logs, such as they've done here. You know, somebody's put a piece in there, and of course that's deteriorating.
What about underneath it with the supports? Was that a problem? Some of it has shrunk and it needs shims?
Yes, actually, there was some of the cross members that are that carry the load laterally across the floor. They shrank, obviously, shortly after being installed. And someone's gone down, and it looks like they've jacked it up the inch that it shrunk, and they've put wood, hopefully hardwood shims, in that space because some of them are over an inch thick. I would recommend using a polymer shim, the hard plastic, because it doesn't suck up moisture. But someone's already done that, and the floor seems to be fairly level. So that's good.
That would be a common problem with log homes, is shrinking.
For sure. Anytime the dovetail joint shrinks, it just, you know. But the corners maintain level. Mostly it's the inside of the house, where you go in the house, the floor will belly down. But the exterior, in a log house, all your bearing points, it's the whole exterior wall is on a concrete foundation. So there's no open spans. So you can go ahead and you can cut a hole right through the logs and you've got a door. Because there's no series of cripples, jack studs, all that sort of thing don't come into play.
What about your camera? Did you get to use your camera?
I did, yes. I have a DeWalt inspection camera that the potential buyer took the little TV screen outside the house, and I crawled around with the rats and the cobwebs, and he got to see the pictures from 50 feet away.
That's a pretty interesting camera.
It's a great camera. I highly recommend them to anyone that wants to look into the dark nooks and crannies without actually having to rip a wall off.
So it's just basically on a fiber optic cable, kind of?
It's a fiber optic cable about 3.5 feet long, and it's got about a half inch light, and it You slide it in, you cut a hole in the floor, check out the insulation, see if it's still there, if there's any there at all.
So do you do tonsillitis?
Pardon me?
Tonsillitis?
Yeah, no orifice inspections. No.
Well, thank you, Rob.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.